Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to a new year of the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands, wherever that might happen to be, the sun never sets upon the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, mostly because we are proud and privileged to be on AFN. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, whatever branch you're with, you're doing a great job keeping us and our allies safe, so keep up the good work. We're proud of what you do. Also, we are online at sportsbyline.com, 24/7, bringing you the sports talk, except for this 1 hour. Remember, the Video Game Review, I've been doing this show almost 20 years now. I talk video games for an hour, and not just sports video games, all video games. I'm a gamer like you. I don't design them, and I judge games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? Because if they're fun, we'll play them. All the other stuff is just hype, but we are in the golden age of video games. Doesn't mean there's not a lot of garbage out there. Let's try and sift through it together. And we'll do it at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What is going on in your video game world? What have you been playing this weekend? What should we avoid? What is a hidden prize that you'd like to tell us about? We're also online at SBNation.com. Great to be on the SB Nation radio network at Houston, Texas. The stars at net. Big and bright. All my truckers out there listening on Sirius 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on with you on Sirius once again. We're there in the early days of Sirius. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider. Also, the TuneIn app and the iHeartRadio app. Try to get to you every which way we can. We're going to give away a brand new game during the show. We're going to do a little bit early because I'm going to be interviewing some esports stars at 40 after the hour. So we'll do it in segment two. Also, new releases. I'll tell you what's going to be on the shelves. And as I said, we got a brand new year, 2022. Happy New Year to everybody. And get on in and let's talk some video games. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number. And we'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Take the spa experience home with Alico's luxury sauna line. Choose from a unique variety of indoor or outdoor saunas that come in multiple shapes, sizes, and wood types, handcrafted from the highest quality materials. View our full selection at Alico.com to find the perfect match for your lifestyle. That's Aleko.com. 10% off plus free shipping on any item. Use code RADIO10 at checkout. Alico.com. Monthly financing available.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
The Video Game Review.
Coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review. Giving away a brand new game in the next segment. Got some esports stars coming up at 40 after. playing Mobile Legends. And I'm looking forward to talking to those two gentlemen. Lines are available 1-800-878-PLAY. I grew up with John Madden as the head coach of my favorite team, the Oakland Raiders. My dad had season tickets. And how old are you, Tittle? Kind of old, I guess. So he was my first ever coach. And so loved the guy when I went to Santa Clara coaching camp. 1979, my brother, little brother, roomed with his son, Mike Madden. And we used to hang out in there. And when John came to pick him up, he was this guy with this shock of like orange hair. He just was bigger than life, and we know how good he was as a coach. Highest winning percentage in the history of the NFL for 100 victories. Fastest to 100 victories. You know, it's a 759 winning percentage. That's number one. Second is Vince Lombardi. Third is George Allen. Madden is number one. Finally, winning the big one at Super Bowl 11 after, what, five or six AFC title games, AFL title games that went bad. Of course, he was the coordinator at Super Bowl II. But anyway, great career as a broadcaster, Pat Summerall, Al Michaels, and others. And then, of course, the reason I bring him up on this show is because Madden is synonymous with football video games. And that Madden NFL series has brought in, revenue-wise, to Electronic Arts in the last 30 years, more than $3 billion. That's with a B. And it has transcended the video game industry and even the man himself. And you just wonder how it all got started. And it got started on a train. It's well established that John Madden didn't want to fly. I remember reading his book, Two Knees Equals One Feet. He was looking in the mirror on a plane. He was totally claustrophobic and scared and freaked. And he said, if this plane lands, I'm never flying again. And he didn't. Before he got the Madden Cruiser, though, he used to take trains. And so in 1984, Trip Hawkins and Joe Ibarra of Electronic Arts got on the train from Denver to Oakland with John Madden. And Hawkins, of course, founded EA Sports, or EA, I should say, here in the Bay Area, Redwood Shores. He was an avid Stratomatic football player. And he, excuse me, no cough button. Live radio that falls under the category of veteran radio host choking on his own spit. Anyway, he wanted to make a realistic football game for computers. And the success of the Apple II, there was a platform where you could really make that dream a reality. But in order to truly achieve a realistic game, he wanted a football mind. And so he thought of a guy in the Bay Area living in Pleasanton in the East Bay, John Madden. John Madden, a Bay Area native from Daly City, which is next to San Francisco. So Madden signed a contract to endorse a game for Electronic Arts. And there was a debate about what kind of game they were going to make. There was a debate about what they wanted to name it. They just said, we want to make it as realistic as possible. But I guess it'll be 7-on-7 because that'll be the best for the graphics that we can handle. And John Madden said, I'm not going to endorse it if it's not 11-on-11. It has to be real. And so Hawkins said that if there's 22 players on the screen, it's going to go super slow. And he's like, well, keep at it until it doesn't go slow. So the game was in development for 4 years. And it wasn't just because of the technicalities of it. They were in legal trouble with Bethesda Softworks, which was a company that made a similar football sim, and at one point was actually under contract with EA to help develop what turned out to be the Madden game. So when that didn't pan out, the companies parted ways, and EA released John Madden Football on its own in 1988. It did indeed feature 22 players on the screen, and it also suffered from very slow performance and a limited feature set as a result. So the playbooks were still pretty deep, and when Sega was looking for a new sim for its Genesis, it took note of that, and so it signed a deal for a Genesis version of Madden. And it also signed a deal with EA to create another exclusive game under the Sega brand. So Sega and EA, they got together, and it was a very strange partnership because Sega was looking for first-party titles for the Genesis, but they didn't have the resources to make it. So they outsourced developers. And Sega's game was called Joe Montana Football. And it ended up being inferior in every way to Madden. And that was no accident because EA started with Madden at its foundation, stripped the playbook, cut the realism of the graphics, and then so Madden ended up being the superior product, even though Joe Montana Football was a bestseller, as was Madden. So it was the strange rivalry of both titles that helped the 16-bit era of sports games take off on the Genesis. And the Genesis, of course, was in competition with the Super Nintendo, which in my mind was superior. And prior to the release of the football titles, Super Nintendo was kicking the Genesis's butt. But Nintendo had first-party titles that the Genesis couldn't keep up with. But with Madden and Montana, the Genesis quickly developed a reputation as being the best for sports games, and the market expanded. And then high school and college jocks, who would normally be more likely to taunt someone who identified as a video game nerd, finally found themselves for bragging rights doing all-night sessions of Montana. And so future editions of Joe Montana were made at another developer. It freed up EA to only concentrate on Madden. And the rivalry between those games continued, especially heated in 1992. Sega was the first company to get the official NFL license, real uniforms, real stadia, real logos. And EA struck back in 93 with Madden NFL 94, which was truly licensed in an all-star collection of previous Super Bowl squads as well. And then, of course, the 32-bit era came in, and it got more to life. And then Madden 96 was a notorious title because that was to mark the debut on the PlayStation. But Visual Concepts didn't really bit off more than they could do, and they threw in the towel, and they just decided, okay, we'll go 16-bit again. And then over the years, all the people to appear on the cover – it was supposed to be some kind of jinx for a while. But EA was back on top right around the late 90s, and that's when you got Madden's franchise mode. But do you remember when Sega tried to buy back and they had John Elway football, and you would see through the face mask? So many different people have tried to compete with Madden, and it just has not held up. And so if you think about every year before the Super Bowl, they run a sim on Madden to see who's going to win. Your Madden rating, players get all bent out of shape like they do on FIFA and other EA games when they look at their rating and some other guy is ranked as faster than them or whatever it is, better hands, better blocking, better football IQ. They take it extremely seriously. It has become part and parcel of Americana. This game has. So anyway, rest in peace, coach, great broadcaster and video game icon. He was famous in three different ways, and he ate hot dogs like Babe Ruth and lived to 85. That might be the most impressive thing at all. So go ahead and have that bratwurst and drink that beer. Kids over 21. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759.
800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to sit down with a couple of esports stars. You kids today with your purple hair and your Sony Walkman. It's time to give away a brand new game, and the way you win it is to be the second correct answer to a very simple and almost stupid simple question. And just email me, rick@sportsbyline, your answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called Insomnus. Once again, Insomnus. I have it here for the PS4. It's also available for the PC. It's from Path Games, published by Gamera Nest SL. The summary: Insomnus is a first-person horror game focused on solving puzzles to advance through a terrifying atmosphere. Unravel the secrets of the old Castavet mansion and fight against your own destiny in a story full of intrigue and terror. And these graphics do look hella scary. My question is this a game about a haunted house, or is this a game about badminton? That's right, I hit the N hard there. I pronounced it right. Is this a game about a haunted house or badminton? It's kind of lame. I feel like I'm a fancy boy now. I'll just say badminton. It's like orangutan. If you say orangutan, just say orangutan. It sounds better. Insomnus will be on its way to you. Let me know what kind of game it is. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. When I was looking at games to come out this year, because, you know, a lot of times, oh, that's not coming out till 2022. I was like, oh. By the way, 2022 is pronounced the same as 2020, comma, two. You think about this month later, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Extraction. That's one that's going to have these parasitic human mutants called Archeans, which is interesting. Pokemon Legends Arceus is coming out at the end of this month as well. Then after that, Dying Light 2, Stay Human. We'll get to the release dates this week for sure in a minute. But that's supposed to be in February, as is Horizon Forbidden West. And remember, Horizon Zero Dawn, that was a huge game. And so people have been waiting for the secret. Horizon Forbidden West follows Aloy as she ventures into new lands, meeting powerful tribes, defeating larger machines, and she goes through the Forbidden West, seeking answers and a cure for her people. So Guerrilla Games promises this will be much more extensive than Horizon Zero Dawn, fresh mechanics, sceneries, designs as well, and PS4 and PS5. Elden Ring at the end of February. This is From Software. And they confirmed Dark Souls 3 as the conclusion of that franchise. So it's not like the Souls game, but Elden Ring has expanded on the game's design. New abilities, an open world, new challenges. A lot of anticipation on this game. The people who did Dark Souls and Bloodborne. It's open world fantasy. Six major territories, a lot of conquest. You can go in any order you want, upgrade your character as you see fit, as more powerful enemies are slain, of course. The player character is a Tarnished, with a T. You've been summoned back to the lands between to retrieve the Great Rules and restore the Elden Ring to become the Elden Lord. It's PlayStation, Xbox, PC. This has had some delays as well. But if you look at it graphically, it looks like a Dark Souls game. Just when I hear Elden Ring, I think of Elder Scrolls, and it's not a Skyrim game. Now, speaking of that, much to the disappointment of Elder Scrolls fans like myself, which were awaiting a sixth mainline game, Bethesda confirmed that its next big release is Starfield. Right now, Starfield has an Armistice Day release. That's right, November 11th, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, November 11th, 2022. This was a game that was announced back in 2018, and it suffered a lot of delays during development and then got this release date. So this is a sci-fi adventure. It takes place in the 2300s, a stretch of planets they call the Settled Systems. It's the United Colonies and the Freestar Collective. They exist as factions in an uneasy peace, occupying different locations for your customizable player character. And Bethesda is going to give us a lot more in the coming months, a lot more updated gameplay. This is a game that we're sitting on. Now, other games that are 2022 releases that we don't have a release date yet is God of War Ragnarok. And this is supposed to be the beginning of Kratos' story in the Norse lands, battling the powerful Norse gods like Freya, Thor, possibly Odin, raising Atreus. It's a PlayStation exclusive, of course, but there will be a God of War on PC. Ragnarok will probably have to wait on the PC. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2. It's a long-awaited sequel, of course, to Breath of the Wild, one of the great open-world games. And this is going to be a prequel as well. And Nintendo has revealed only a few details, but Link can explore territories and brave new horizons, they say. Well, when does he not? So we're wondering to see who the protagonist is. It's not going to be Ganon. But that's going to be a Nintendo Switch exclusive, obviously. Gotham Knights is a 2022 release. It's one of two DC games. This one takes place after Batman dies. It leaves Gotham City under the protection of Nightwing, Red Hood, Batgirl, and Robin. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is supposed to be coming out this year as well. It's developed by Rocksteady Studios, and you can be Harley Quinn, Deadshot, Captain Boomerang, or King Shark. Co-op missions, parties of four, kind of like a Left 4 Dead. Hogwarts Legacy, it's a very highly anticipated open-world RPG set in the Harry Potter universe. You can attend Hogwarts, become a witch or a wizard, and this is another AAA title that suffered delays during the COVID pandemic. There are a lot of trailers about Hogwarts Legacy showing people learning spells, brewing potions, and taming magical beasts as well. People are a little disappointed to find out that this is a single-player only game. I'm okay with that. Whatever happened to the single-player games? All right. Let's take a look at the games that are coming out this week. And remember, we're coming out of the holiday period. We're in the first week of January, so a lot of people are still on vacay. You're going to have Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's Day, all that off. Even if you're not religious, you get the days off. And people take their time. They take their sweet time. Okay, Insomnus, the game I just gave away, is being released this week. Another game called Super Sammy Roll. Super Sammy Roll is from Sanzai Games, published by X Plus. This is for the PC, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S. The summary on that is, the wicked Albert the Seventh has captured Sammy's friend Vera, and only you can help him save her, but it won't be easy. You'll need to roll, grapple, and jump your way through a colorful 3D world in Super Sammy Roll. This is kind of like a monkey ball type of game. And then Picross S7, this is a puzzle game on the Switch, published and developed by Jupiter Games. And it's PicCross is, of course, a picture crossword puzzle where you follow hint number to complete a picture. Simple, easy to follow rules. It's a game anybody can play. This is a offline co-op multiplayer as well. And then just one more game coming out this week. This is Monster Hunter Rise PC. Finally getting on the PC. This is from Capcom. Main storyline comes in at about 20 hours. If you want to do all the side missions, 65 hours. If you want to do the main story on all the side missions together, people can get 136 hours out of this game, which is not too shabby. Of course, developed and published by Capcom. And as I mentioned, finally getting it on the Switch. Summary: rise to the challenge and join in the hunt. The Monster Hunter Rise, battle fearsome monsters and use your rewards to craft a huge variety of epic weapons and armor. So, as I mentioned, pretty quiet week of new releases. Still some sales going on, especially if you're listening in England where they have the January sales, as we say January, but January. If the January sales, is it all right? Sorry, can save some money, can you? Can I? Can do. Will do. All right. When we come back, we got to interview a couple of eSport guys. We'll do that next. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129 in store only. See staples.com/print for details.
The Video
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to talk to some esports stars. At least we got one on the horn so far. If you don't know about Mobile Legends Bang Bang, it's the most popular mobile multi-online battle arena game. That's a MOBA game worldwide, and it brings over 1 billion installations and 105 million active monthly users. And joining us from Team BTK is Fwide Chicken, FWYDCHICKN. First of all, Fwide Chicken, how did you come up with the name and that spelling?
So I just had that kind of, I remember when I was really little, I think around 8 years old, just eating just chicken for dinner. And I thought I might as well use it as like a username for some game and to spell it in a unique way, because obviously fried chicken was probably taken. I ended up coming up to that name, and I've just stuck with it ever since.
So what's it like then when you walk down the street and somebody's like, "Hey, fried chicken, can I get your autograph?" Are you have to be cool with that, right?
Yeah. It can sound a bit weird coming out of someone's mouth sometimes when they don't know how to pronounce it the right way, but what it is.
Right. Okay, so when did you find out that you were, I mean, because we all kind of think we're good at video games until we play somebody who's really good, and then we realize, I guess I wasn't that good after all. So when did you realize that you were one of the best?
Probably when we started consistently beating all the other teams in our region, and up until like the first tournament where we just ultimately just stomped the entire competition, is like one of those realizations that there's no one really better than you in your area.
So why is it that BTK were underdogs and then rose up?
So our region just doesn't really have a pro scene for this game, and other regions, like specifically Southeast Asia, where Mobile Legends mainly focus, they have a bunch of pro scenes, pro leagues that they contract players to, orgs and whatnot, and there's none of that here. The only types of tournaments we've had are community ones where some content creator gets some funding to start one, or even crowdfunds it. And so coming into our region, you know, being unknown, going into the most popular regions, everyone's going to like not really respect us at all.
Speaking of Team BTK, we're now joined by another member, MOBA Zane. And MOBA, for you, when did you go from, you know, just like the rest of us, playing at home to all of a sudden putting on a BTK jersey and now you're one of the best on the planet?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, thank you for having me today. When I first came to Mobile Legends, we formed the team pretty quickly, and I feel like we always had a good strive to be the best, not only in our country, but one of the best in the world. So this is something that we've kind of subconsciously always prepared for, and when M3 came, I feel like we were all pretty prepared to do what we had to do, and we were ready to handle all the pressure that was on us.
What is it like to Mo Bazane when you're playing teams from the Philippines or Cambodia, and then you think about the chemistry you have in your team? Because I think on paper somebody might think, well, what does chemistry really matter? But when it comes to a team, it actually does, doesn't it?
Yeah, chemistry certainly matters. You can't just put five of the best in each different role and expect them to be the best team in the world. It really just doesn't work like that. You need five players who complement each other in game. You know, one person's upsides maybe make up for someone's downsides in a team, and stuff like that is really important. You need five people who really just cancel out each other's positives and negatives, and it just forms a really strong team.
Why is it that you are known, Mo Bazane, as one of the best marksmen in all of North America?
Well, when I first came into Mobile Legends, I played a different MOBA, and I was just starting to learn marksman. I was inspired by a marksman jungler over in a different MOBA. So when I came into Mobile Legends, I focused heavily on those, and I kind of just always stuck with the marksman. I used to be an assassin only player, but now I've kind of done a 180 and just become a marksman only player.
And also, what got you really popular and known was when you got Global One on Granger, and you kind of reinvented the Granger build, which was spread worldwide because nobody really did it the way you did.
Yeah, I used to be global on a lot of these marksmen back when me and the rest of Team BTK would grind for these number one in the world titles, and I feel like that did help with us becoming known. Yeah.
Couple more questions here for Team BTK members, Fwy Chicken and Mo Bazane. Fwy Chicken, did Mobile Legends get involved a couple of years ago on that whole Tencent thing with China and the government, and, you know, the whole thing about the plagiarism behind League of Legends? Because I know Montoon is the developer behind it. Is that something that you guys ever got involved with, or did you kind of like skate by all that?
Never really. I mean, like, I knew it because I play League of Legends, and even when I started going into ML, I still played a lot of League of Legends. So immediately getting into the game, I noticed this is going to have a lawsuit eventually. So it was kind of funny when it happened, and it wasn't really like that, you know, not really that big reveal to us.
So for you, Fwy Chicken, for people who aren't aware with Mobile Legends, Bang Bang, you got two teams with bases. You got three lanes. You got the top, the middle, or the bottom, which connect the bases. And then how does the gameplay ensue?
Can you repeat that?
Just tell us a little bit more about the gameplay behind Mobile Legends Bang Bang for those who aren't familiar with it.
So if you're familiar with League of Legends, I would say Mobile Legends is much more fast-paced, quicker version of it, and it isn't really much based on it's much more based on instinct and just game sense rather than thinking about strategy. Of course, strategy is a big part of it, but for League of Legends, a lot of it is you can plan a lot of the game out and strategize to whatever you want, but a lot of this in this game is much more games are defined in the first 2-3 minutes, so it's much more fast-paced and intense.
And then Mo Bazane, you talk about, you know, traveling the world. I mentioned the Philippines, where this is so huge as well. How has that been for you as far as to, you know, going from country to country, defending yourself?
Well, this would actually be the first Mobile Legends tournament that me and the rest of the team have participated in, because the former World Cup, which was called M2, we actually weren't able to go due to the COVID pandemic that the USA was facing. So, It was a pretty unique experience for me and the rest of the team to be able to go to a different country and see all the unique and different play styles that the players of different countries have, and it was definitely a good experience.
So, Mo Bazane, what about the esports making it to the Olympics? And you kind of think, well, which games would it actually be if we, you know, would it be Overwatch? Would it be something like this? What do you think about esports in the Olympics?
I do think it is a very competitive thing, just as any other sport. A lot of people seem to not realize that, but it does take a lot of mental capacity and willpower and determination to become one of the best, even in a game, in the world.
And then Fwy Chicken, you know, you think about as familiar as you are with this game, do you ever think, hey man, give me the Unity engine, I want to make my own game?
No. I tried taking coding classes in high school and just that kind of thing. I've tried learning before. It's not my kind of thing at all.
So, Fight Chicken, what other games did you cut your teeth on? I mean, what coming up, what were some of the games that you were dominating?
Nothing really. Like, to the extent we're considered a pro scene, I never really had a game before that I would be ever this good. I just stuck with this game for, I think, around 3+ years, and I got this far.
Did you ever have a moment of panic where you had like 2% power left on your phone and you realized that this was going to undo you?
That's happened a few times. It's kind of, yeah, very stressful.
So, Moba Zane, have you become drunk with fame now and power now that you're world famous?
it is a bit crazy with all the fame that me and the rest of the team have been getting lately, but I still feel like my goal is to be number one team in the world, and hopefully we will be able to accomplish that goal in M4.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like, even if for people who don't like esports, they see you guys rocking the American flag on your jersey, and now we're interested, right? How cool is that to have Old Glory on your chest?
It's definitely a good... I did want to bring some respect to the United States of America, yeah, because a lot of people feel like America's fallen behind in esports, and a lot of other countries can sometimes do better, but I feel like with our performance, we've proved that if you're just determined enough, the United States could definitely catch up in esports.
So, Fight Chicken, BTK, where does that name come from?
So there was an item in the game when it first came out called the Bloodthirsty King. Mm. It was a tank item, and it got taken out of the game because it was way too OP. So Moma Zane was actually part of it, the squad back then. I wasn't in the squad when it first started, so he could probably explain it to you better.
Yeah, one of the other members just had a weird idea to name it after that item, and the name always stuck, even though the item has been long gone. The name, we still continue to use it.
Moba Zane, how often do they do patches or updates and nerf something or give more power to something?
I would say once every month and a half that happens. We're actually
every month around the 20th.
So Fly Chicken, what was your favorite weapon that got nerfed?
I'm sorry, weapon.
Or I should say your favorite tactic.
Jungle item?
I guess chicken? I get, yeah. There used to be an item called, I think it was the Raptor Machete. Yeah. It was a jungling item that side laners could buy, and it wouldn't really make sense in any other MOBA to have it like that. So eventually they changed it to where you couldn't, and that just made it a lot more unfun for me since I liked stealing all the enemy jungle camps.
So, Moba Zane, tell us a little bit about M4, as long as this pandemic doesn't ruin it.
I think with the experience that we gained from M3, you know, that was our very first time being fully tested and seeing some things that the team might need to work on in the future. I do expect that me and the rest of the team are going to come back a lot stronger in M4.
All right, and I want to remind everybody, Team BTK, Path to Power, Moba Zane, and Fwide Chicken. And for more information on the team, where can we go online, you guys?
My YouTube channel is just Moba Zane on YouTube, and Chicken has one as well if you want to.
You can search up BTK Chicken. It'd probably pop up.
Chicken without the E, right?
Yeah, but pretty sure you can search it up with the E anyway. It'll still come up. Not everyone spells it like that when they make videos on you, you know?
All right, gentlemen, congratulations on your success. Thanks for dropping by and telling us more about your team.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back on Sports Byline USA.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Closing it out with the cheat code, send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. This one is from Melissa. She says, Rick, how do I get the assassin turkey in Assassin's Creed 3? That's a good one. I never had anybody ask me about that. That actually works on the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. And there are some great missions to accomplish in that game, but that one Easter egg of the assassin turkey was pretty amazing. To get that little guy, get to sequence 6 or later and make your way to the Davenport homestead. Hang around the back corner of the building and you'll find a turkey. And press up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, and then circle and X on the PS3. And he'll soon be wearing an assassin's hood. No wing blades for him. But once again, get to sequence 6 or later. Make your way to the Davenport homestead. hang around the back corner of the building, and you will find a turkey. And then up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, or on the PS3, circle X, and you will have it. Thanks for writing in. You can write me an email throughout the week. Rick@sportsbyline.com will get you back to your sports networks for 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming. Until next time, I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you on the Video Game Review.